Okay, we'll go ahead and call to order the Bunkerville Town Advisory Board meeting for December 12th, 2024. The time is 7 o'clock. We'll get started with the invocation. Brian's going to give us that, then Chad will lead us in the pledge.
Our Father, we are grateful to meet together as a town. We are grateful for this wonderful town we have and ask you maybe make wise decisions and decisions to help our community to progress and to be the community we want it to be. Bless us with things that would have us do. We say, Saint Christ,
amen. Amen. Thank you.
All right, please stand.
Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, and for roll call, Casey, Chad, Vern, and Brian are present. Ren is absent tonight. All right.
What? Slack.
Yeah.
The door open.
Oh, he's out there. I see him.
He's coming.
Ren is not absent. He's just late.
Sorry.
He's within the tardy belt.
Yeah,
it's tardy belt. Don't believe what it says on the thing.
All right. Go down to item two, public comment. Do we have any public comment about an item on the agenda tonight?
There's no item on the agenda.
There's one.
There is one. But the only reason you would have to come up and speak is if you're not going to be here when the item comes up. And says it's coming up.
Going to be in like, yeah. All right. Item three, approval of the minutes for the August 15th, 2024 meeting.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes on August 15th as listed.
Motion by Vern.
Second that.
Second by Chad. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Item four, approval of the agenda for December 12, 2024.
I move that we approve the agenda as it stands.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Moved by Chad. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Item five, informational request. Request for renaming the Bunkerville Justice Court. All right. Vern, this was you, right? You're the one that requested this on there?
Yeah, after some consultation with some of these good folks, then I brought that up to Judy, who brought it up to the powers that be, although they haven't responded much. But we know it's possible because the Justice Court in Moapa Valley?
Yes. No, in Moapa.
In Moapa Township. Is named for someone.
Marley Robinson.
Okay. So we know it's possible. We just aren't sure exactly the process because of no one getting back to us on that. But Cecil served for 36 years. Is that right? That's what I remember hearing. As the judge. Was there a judge?
Justice of the Peace.
Justice of the Peace. Before him?
Yes.
Who was it before?
It was
Adams.
Right. Danks?
Before him was
he ran for the first time again.
Abella. Yeah, it was because I remember they were hard feelings.
Here we go. It's okay.
Were they there longer than 36 years?
No. So there were two before, or that we're talking about. Earl Adams. And Othella?
Othella Huffman.
Oh, wow. That's the daughter, right? Of
that's
or
the
is that
grandmother.
The
that's Robert's
mother.
Grandma.
Oh, grandma. Interesting. Okay. Learn something new every day. So, anyway, I think when I was approached about that, I thought, well, what more fitting name to be on this building than Cecil Levitt, who served for 36 years. So then
this is on here to see if you have general support from Bunkerville so that I can tell the commissioner that we have these people at the meeting that are for it and this is what they want to do.
So if there's any discussion, feel free at this time. And state your name, because we need, and come closer.
Come closer so we can.
You'll be on the record, and we need you on the record.
Okay, my name's Mike. How close do I need to be?
Well, you're, yeah.
You're soft?
Close.
You got out far.
Actually, last Tuesday, just day before yesterday, I took Lynette down to the finals. And the girl who was giving me my GPS direction, I think, was drunk. And I went all over.
So how, what's this do with Cecil?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not sure all of the streets, but I think I saw them all. And there were, went on the back side of the strip, a lot of streets there. Frank Sinatra Street, right? You boys probably know those streets better than I know. Anyway, all of them, right? Just a lot of entertainers. Well, that's most appropriate, right? To have the names of guys who made Las Vegas really what is Las Vegas. And I thought about that, of course, before that trip of taking my net down after that to the finals. But when you come into a town, like our little town of Bunkerville, it didn't suddenly grow out of the ground. I mean, just appeared. It is made here by good, honorable people, workers. And we have a history, we have a personality, right? The town of Bunkerville does. But how appropriate would it be then for not to be named, streets not to be named First South and Second West, but actually named after people so we can actually see the sort of history that's Bunkerville. And while that may not be reasonable, it is reasonable on occasion to have a place, a building, for example, or a street, a park, named after someone who actually had an influence on this community. And therefore, I think it's not just nice, I think it's very appropriate, showing a personality in a community and also history of this community. Have this particular building named after someone who's dedicated a lot of time, a lot of effort, and I'm sure it wasn't always peaceful, and nevertheless, for 36 years, he stayed with it, making decisions that affected a lot of people. Anyway, it seems to me not just a nice request, it seems to me pretty appropriate, really, to do this sort of thing so when people come to this little community, they recognize that this place was made by good, ordinary, devoted people. One Cease is one of those. And I think it's very appropriate, really, for this place where he kind of a transition time in our little community, where he made a difference. Anyway,
thank you.
Thank you.
Talk louder than Mike, so I'm not going to get quite as close. Kenny and Levitt, just to give you just a little history of Dad and Justice Court. When he was first elected, way back when, he held court in our living room in the house that Brent lives in now. I remember some very heated evenings with some certain individuals in town that were fighting over a horse. I remember weddings taking place in the living room as a judge. And I believe when he first got elected, the pay was $125 a month.
75.
Was it 75? So he definitely didn't do it for the money. Once the gym was completed, which Dad was instrumental in getting the gym rebuilt. When we moved here, this all was a storage site for beacons. It was all just, in fact, in the gym area was a big piece of machinery that was set up in there. As a kid, we used to go sneak in there and look around. There was another building that was over there that had a belfry in it, and we would sneak up into that and ring the bell. In early 70s, they decided they wanted to build a park, and with the park they wanted to redo the gym. And they also put a place for the judge to meet in the gym, which was on the stage for quite a few years. Once they outgrew that, the idea was to build this place here, which was probably in the late 80s, early 90s, that this place was built. Dad and Lanny Waite and Marley Robinson got together and went down and petitioned the county to get their pay increased. As a justice of the peace, they were on call, and Daryl still is today, on call 24/7 to be able to answer the phone and sign search warrants or anything like that. Most of the judges, in fact, none of the judges in Las Vegas phone numbers are in the book. That's not the case with justice of the peace. They're at least out here in the rural areas. So they went and petitioned and got their rate, their pay increased to where now it's actually worth doing the job for. Dad did it because Dad liked to take care of people and take care of Bunkerville. I think it's the right thing to do. Not just because he's my dad. If it wasn't my dad and somebody served for 36 years doing that job and doing all the stuff that he put his time and effort into, it would only be fitting to name a building after them in the town that they grew up in and cared for 24/7. Once again, because he worked in Las Vegas, he spent a lot of time at the county commission chambers. And the pulling permits for people, building department. He knew pretty much everybody that was in those buildings, at least the head people. He wasn't afraid to make a phone call. He wasn't afraid to go knock on a door. He wasn't afraid to go set and do what he needed to do to get things done for the people of Bunkerville. That was up until the day he died. If you were at the funeral, I told a story that just shortly before he got sick, something was going on and he wanted me to call Bruce Woodbury and get him on the phone because we need to get some stuff done. I said, Dad, Bruce ain't been on the county commission for years. He goes, he still has the connections. He was willing to do whatever needed to be done. So I appreciate Vern for bringing this up. And whatever we can do as a family would be more than willing to make those connections and make those phone calls if that's what we need to do. And I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Any more, Justin?
So my name is Justin Whipple, if you don't know me. And I have known Cecil Levitt my entire life. And I think that the courthouse should be named after him, not only because he was a judge for justice of the peace for 36 years. That's well documented. Everybody knows that. And everybody knows what kind of judge he was. He was fair and he was honest and kind and approachable and served in that capacity very well. That's great. I don't think that's why they should name the courthouse after him or this building after him. I think that they should name it after him because of he was Bunkerville. He loved Bunkerville. He did not serve Bunkerville for 36 years. He served Bunkerville for 86 years. And that should be noted. The 36 is great, and that should be on there, but I think it should be known that he served for 86 years in Bunkerville. And, you know, when I was just 12 years old, my father passed away, and my mom was needing something, I guess, and he noticed that, and he gave her a job at the courthouse as a administrative assistant or clerk of some sort. And that's when it was over at the, there's a trailer behind the old firehouse there. And I remember going there and she would go in and work for him and everything like that. And then they built this nice building here. And I think it'd be very fitting if it had his name on it. But it doesn't have to be this courthouse. It could be any other building of any significance in Bunkerville could have his name on it, because he didn't just serve the court, he served the people. Whether you want to name the community center, the Cecil Levitt Community Center, the Cecil Levitt Cemetery, the Cecil Levitt Park, the Cecil Levitt, whatever, I would be more than happy with that. But I think it is fitting that since he was the judge, justice of the peace for 36 years, that this building should be named after him, and we can take pride in that, and generations from now we'll be able to look at that and say, oh, who is Cecil Levitt, you know, 30 years from now, who is Cecil Levitt? I'll name that building, and that story can be told, and his legacy will continue to live on. And that's what I want to leave with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Any more public comment on this? Or comment from any of the board?
Yeah, I'll comment on it. This is something that I struggle with up front. And the reason I struggle with is not Cecil. I struggle with naming something after someone and putting that person above other people that have served also. And this is a discussion, it's not a voting. And I'm not saying I wouldn't vote for it right now, but this is what goes through my mind when we name something after someone is are we putting that person above someone else that's done just as much stuff? I'm gonna kind of put Mike Wade on the spot right here. Mike Wade has done a lot of things in our community, too. When he passes away, are we going to name the cemetery after Mike? I'd be fine with that, but what does Mike say about that? What would your thoughts be right now if I said I'm going to name the cemetery after you pass away?
Well, I'd say it's probably inappropriate. It's going to be named after somebody. I'll be named after Apple
Levins.
I think, however, I appreciate the reservation, but I'm not sure that I agree with you.
And that's why I'm throwing it out. Honestly, I'd probably vote for it, but that's what I want us to think about a little bit is are there other things that we should be thinking about also?
I don't think, actually, that it excludes anyone. You know, other justice of pieces, justice of peace. How do you say that?
Justice of the peace.
JP.
or workers at the cemetery. I think in some ways it actually accentuates rather than eliminates. We may not name them all, but I think it puts an emphasis on people rather than just places or things. And I like the idea of I'm not sure I'd name a place the Bob Peel corner necessarily.
But we want some history, that'd be.
but it gives it personality. And I think, once again, it would not exclude others, I don't think. I think it would, once again, emphasize the fact that this place is made of people. Right? It's not just a place, not just a park, not just a building, but people involved. So, anyway. Thanks.
Yeah. And that's my only thought behind it. I think it's deserving, and I have no problem with it. I just want to make sure we're thinking of, are we excluding anybody, you know, by doing that? Are we putting one person above another? Obviously, I know I did a lot of stuff here way before I came here and everything. But I just wanted, I kind of wanted to just ask Mike what his feelings were, because we do things for people after they're dead, but a lot of times we don't do it for them when they're alive. And so I kind of wanted to see what Mike's
But I think
Mike's
with
thoughts
that,
were,
Brian, I
you
think
know.
That the reason we don't do that is because most people that
wouldn't accept it.
Wouldn't want it
yeah.
done, right? I don't.
And I agree.
I don't personally
yeah.
think that Dad would want that. Would at, when he was alive, want the Justice Court named after him.
I agree. And that's why I kind of wanted to see
that's,
what.
That's not.
That.
That's not why he did it. That's not why he did anything in Bunkerville was to get recognition. He did it because he loved the people and he loved the town.
Right.
That's the only reason. If he did it for any other reason, he was a damn fool because he didn't make any money and he spent a lot of money. I understand.
Like I say, I'd probably vote for it today, but I just want to make sure that we're considering, you know, other stuff and things that involve with naming somebody because I
but,
agree.
But I think
it.
Also that. If we worry about, are we going to eliminate somebody? We're not going to do anything, right?
No.
Nothing's ever going to get done. Because there's always going to be somebody that comes up that could be greater and
right.
So, I hope we don't hold back doing things because something could change. Because chances are things are going to change. Somebody could come along and be judged for 50 years. I don't know.
And like I say, I would probably vote for him today. I just want to make sure we're considering that. And this is discussion only.
Yeah.
We can't even vote on it today. So I just kind of want to throw that out. And I just kind of want to ask Mike what his feelings were on it. Because honestly, I would probably name the cemetery after Mike when he passed away. You know? now he's going to be worried. He's going to quit today. So.
I think one thing that Mike mentioned in his public comment was like with the streets, naming streets after families and things like that. We have plenty of things to name. I don't think anybody needs to be left out. And I thought that was an amazing idea because trying to explain somebody where first, second, south, you know, your grandma's middle name is, the addresses is confusing to people. So if there was a Pollock Avenue and a Haviland Street and this and that, it'd be easier to get people around town. I know that's a big undertaking, but we got plenty of things to name. So
we just need to plant more tumbleweed so you can say, turn it the bigger up.
Yeah, the bigger tumbleweed. So, no, that was, I just wanted to throw that out there. Like I say, I would vote for it today probably, but I just want to make sure that we are considering, you know, things like that. And I just wanted to hear what Mike's take was on it since I would probably name the cemetery after him after he left and see kind of what his thoughts were, you know, as an alive person, you know, and what we thought on that, so. It is discussion only. We can't even vote on it. So,
would it be fair to say that since I've been to a few of these meetings now, and I've never seen this many people other than when it was the school kids?
Oh, you should have been the time when we had all the zoning items.
Oh,
so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Never
had
the
zoning
items.
Yeah.
I'll get to see everybody. But is it fair
thrift
to say
store,
that you're
yeah.
all here because of your interest in naming the trust?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, the item is to let them know that we want to pursue it and we need to know what we need to do to do it.
To do
right.
it.
Yeah.
So. I would guess that we're all going to be in agreement. I mean, I'm just guessing from my end. But, yeah.
Yeah, there's, like you said, there's obviously enough interest, more than we've seen for most things here, so.
Okay. Then I'll just, with the minutes, I'll send them a note and let them know that it's the biggest turnout I've seen in 2 years.
Yeah. Amina, did you have your hand up for something?
No.
We want to hear from the guys.
Yeah, you had your hand up.
Well, it's not about this.
Okay, not about. I just saw the hand up, so.
She wanted to ask how long the meeting was.
Yeah, she's like, I said it was going to be. Said it was going
to
be fast. All right. So with that, there's no. No action on that tonight, so we'll get that figured out and see what we need to do.
So what we can do is we can figure out if we can do it or not,
and
then we put it on for voting.
Put it back on our next agenda. All right, we'll move on then to item 6. There's no planning or zoning. General business presentation of fiscal year budget requests for the next fiscal year.
we haven't changed.
Because we never had that second meeting to finalize.
Oh, to finalize them?
Yes, and they're presenting, they're doing these at the beginning of next month.
Okay.
So we need to make sure that you guys are still good with what you want. Ask for.
If we ought to read them so these guys can hear them.
Yeah.
At least they know what we're working on.
All right, so the requests that we have are the community center kitchen upgrades, the cabinets, flooring, other necessities in there, the community center restroom upgrades, replacing the plumbing under the subflooring and throughout the building, because that's why the floor keeps going out, is because the plumbing's bad. Repainting the inside of the community center, repaving the parking lot and take out the block wall that's right here in between the two parking lots and repave that as a parking area. Replace the block dirt island with parking, and then pave the parking area west of the park and also the road, the
so
park crest.
Danny,
going down to
Danny's
house.
That's not down to his house, that's just the parking
area. No, right, it's just
On
the other side of the park, west side.
So those are the items on the budget request.
I don't see any need for changes there.
I think it's good.
I move we approve as noted.
Second.
All right, that's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Brian.
Brian made the motion and
Paula seconded.
Vern seconded. All right. Item 8, comments by the general public. Any other general public comments?
We got a hand over there again.
Well, we're talking about fixing things. The toilets at the park.
What would you want different?
There's a door right across the street where this guy lives. Just walk right in.
Anytime.
Every time you sit on them, you have to put something on the seat, which kind of is like...
kind of progression.
Do they have stuff for you to put on it? No?
Well, yeah, whenever I go into the bathroom, I'm like,
is there a scorpion
in the bathroom?
Scorpion, that's a problem.
Yeah.
In this area.
Yeah.
Have a question about the slide though that got taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they put a different climb
really
thing
terrible.
There in that in the way of it was cracked. I know that's why they took it
the
out.
Slide.
The slide was
why
cracked.
Did they just
fix
the slide?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I would prefer to slide to the climbing thing.
The climbing thing.
That seems really. Oh,
I wanted to
can we find that out?
The big round green swing back. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
me too. Yeah,
it's gone. Because I can swing on that one.
Is the new thing that they put in the one that you climb but it twists too?
Yeah.
I've heard somebody complain about that. I've heard multiple people complain about that.
Well, it makes me nervous, especially with little kids, like my 4-year-old, because she doesn't understand that you have to climb with it, and then to make the big jump from the step to the actual structure. It's pretty big.
Can you just find out, Judy? Can you just ask them why they replaced that?
What I'm thinking of doing is taking this portion of the recording and giving it to Parks and Rec to see if there's anything we can do about it.
Okay.
And my question to the young lady about the restrooms is your main concern, like you said, scorpions, spiders, or anything like that being in the restroom?
Yeah.
Because maybe we can see the Parks and Rec have people to go out. No, RPM have people to go out and spray. And maybe we can see that they include the restrooms in the park here.
That's part of the adventure of the park. It's an adventure. That was the theme, right?
All the wildlife.
I'm with her. But I'll see this part of the recording gets to Parks and Rec so that they can hear those comments about the equipment and see if there's anything that can be done about it.
Okay, thank you. All right, if there are no other public comments, our next meeting date is January 16th, 2025.
And we are having a meeting.
And we are having a meeting. And this meeting is adjourned at 7:31.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That's the longest meeting we've
had. Yeah.
2 minutes adjourned.
Turn that off.
Yeah.